for standing by, and welcome to the overview of the new Tivoli workload automation offering for Z Enterprise. All participants will be in a listen-only mode. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect. I will now turn the call over to your conference host, Ms. Flora Tamantano. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thanks a lot, and hello, everybody. So I will talk to you about the Tivoli workload automation offering in Z Enterprise, going through the deck that you have. I am on chart 2 of the deck. This talks about Tivoli workload automation and Z Enterprise is a winning combination. Let me try to explain why. Z Enterprise, as you know, represents the technology to manage a set of closely federated heterogeneous resources as a single environment. It's a sort of system of systems that allows to extend the strength inherent in the mainframe, the well-known mainframe reliability, security, and service quality to any platforms beyond the system T. Unifying heterogeneous systems helps ensuring the predictable service deliveries and reduces network complexity and cost of ownership. But the value proposition gets even more compelling by offering our clients technology that simplifies the effort to integrate different architectures with unique functional capabilities. And that's the case for Tivoli workload automation. So Tivoli workload automation end-to-end solution enables aggregation of heterogeneous workloads and provides a single consistent point of functional management. The end-to-end solution even reinforces and extends the enterprise capability of unified management of heterogeneous resources because it enables a unified functional management of heterogeneous workloads. So with Z Enterprise and Tivoli workload automation, customers can benefit from a cohesive environment and a federated set of resources and a central management for end-to-end workloads. Let's move to next chart number 3. I want to go through 4 main scenarios of Tivoli workload automation integrated inside the enterprise technology. I will describe the scenarios in more details in the following charts. So in this chart, I want just to mention them. The first scenario is the end-to-end solution. It will be available since day one of the enterprise GA. The second scenario is the management of virtual server images, and it will be available with the next TWA version, the version 8.6, planned for third quarter 2011. The third scenario is the optimization of power consumption, and it will be available following version 8.6. And the last scenario, the batch modernization, is a scenario planned for version 8.6. Let's start with the end-to-end scenario. I'm on chart number 4. The Tivoli workload automation end-to-end solution nicely fits within the Z Enterprise architecture. Let's consider a bank that runs mixed workloads and applications, some of which reside on system Z, and some others like web services, XML, data warehouse queries, reside on non-system Z machines because they are more economically served by dedicated blades. Suppose that customer ran complex workflows encompassing different types of workloads and applications linked together in the delivery of the final business service. Of course, customer is very sick to manage complex workflows with a functional consistency regardless of where the workloads run. And this is what end-to-end solution offers. Actually, we have two different end-to-end solutions. One is on the field since 2001, and it's referred as fault-tolerant end-to-end. And the other one is on the field since December 2009, and it's referred as Z-centric end-to-end. The fault tolerant end-to-end better fits within environments where the connection between the master and the agents is not reliable, and therefore the technology is required to make the agents to continue working based on their own plans, even in absence of the link with the master. And this is not the case of the enterprise environment, where a private data network is dedicated to the communication of different resources. Therefore, we think that the most appropriate Tivoli workload automation end-to-end solution for the Z enterprise is the Z-centric end-to-end, where a management of heterogeneous workloads spanning ZOS and ZBX workloads is fully centralized from the ZOS master, and the agents are able to schedule under the direct control of the master. On chart 5, we have more details on this scenario. So the Tivoli workload scheduler ZOS decentric end-to-end solution, first of all, enables to manage scheduling objects and plan centrally from TWS ZOS, extending the reach of TWS ZOS automation to distributed workloads, with a minimum additional cost of ownership, because all the TWS ZOS functions can be invoked in the same way, but to manage ZOS and ZBX workloads. So customers can reuse the same processes and procedures used to manage ZOS workloads, also to manage mixed workloads. Additionally, a customer can manage from the central point of control SAP, PeopleSoft, Oracle applications, and also they can execute modern workloads such as FTP, SQL, web services, J2EE, and Java. You can also leverage the integration with Workload Manager to help prioritizing business-critical workloads and accelerate execution of special workloads subject to service level agreements expressed in terms of deadlines. Let's go to next scenario. This is the management of virtual server image. I'm on chart number 6. The enterprise provides virtualization capabilities such as automated fast cloning, and new application servers can be rapidly deployed as the business requirements change. This suggests to exploit the dynamic provisioning of resources with dynamic dispatching of workloads to best available resources. And this is the scenario I want to talk about. In this scenario, the Z-centric end-to-end solution is combined together with brokering capabilities so to enable the optimization and virtualization of ZBX environments. In fact, in this scenario, the workloads are dynamically dispatched to a pool of application blade servers according to user policies and workloads requirements. We have more details on chart number 7. So the management of virtual server image scenario, the decentric end-to-end and brokering capabilities are combined together to provide the following feature. First of all, the automatic discovery of ZBX machines as they are provisioned, and the immediate execution of batch workloads on those machines with no manual configuration effort. Then additionally, you have a guaranteed fault tolerance. Since workloads are automatically moved around, so that when a machine fails, a failover machine with the same characteristics automatically takes in charge the workload that was assigned to the failed machine, then the user is relieved from the high availability issue. This guarantees the high availability. So the approach is more of run a specific job on AX machine with a VAS installed, then run a job on that fixed machine. So it's more driven by job requirements than pre-established fixed resources. And the approach is more of run a specific job so to perform a load balance of the workloads or to fully utilize a specific resource, then again run a job on that fixed machine. And this guarantees the optimization of the resources and decouples the workloads from the underlying resources. Let's move to the next scenario, chart number 8, optimization of power consumption. This is actually an application of the previous scenario to a case where the policies that drive the dynamic dispatching of workloads are actually green policies aimed to minimize the power consumption. Here the idea is to use ITM for energy management product to measure the power consumption caused by batch workloads, and then broker dynamically dispatch the workloads to those systems to minimize the power consumption. Let's go on more details on chart number 9. So user will be able to specify green policies for workloads. The broker will gather power data from ITM for energy management products. And the broker, according to green policy, will dispatch workloads on blades to lower the energy consumption or the temperature. Let's move to chart number 10. This is a batch modernization scenario. This is basically all around the integration of Tivoli Workload Scheduler ZOS with WebSphere Extended Development Compute Grid. WebSphere Compute Grid is the cornerstone of the IBM strategy on batch modernization. Compute Grid is a component of WebSphere XD that provides a portable Java batch container to develop and run very efficiently batch applications in Java. Compute Grid, for example, is being used in customer shops like Swiss Re, that is converting all their ZOS COBOL applications to Java and running Java in WebSphere Compute Grid with great performance improvements, with reduction of development costs, because the same Java programs can be reused in both transactionals and batch programs, and with reduction of the operational costs, because Compute Grid runs entirely on the ZAP specialty engines, which are less costly than traditional MIPS. So to comment the bullets on the right, first, you can leverage the lower costs of ZAP processors. Second, Compute Grid provides a built-in multi-threading support, since it's able to automatically start and manage more instances of the same application in parallel. And then, being completely written in Java, it's portable to any resources like ZOS, Unix, Windows, Linux, and so on. Third and fourth bullet, when you use TWSZ and Compute Grid together, you can leverage the TWSZ integration with the Workload Manager to specify quality of service goals for workloads running Compute Grid and make those workloads running in the best Java container. Finally, bullet 5, in this scenario, being possible to use the same programming model for transactional and batch, it will be easier to share the same database and data models into the same warehouse and use them for reporting or more advanced analytics processing. Let's move on chart number 11. This is a chart on competitive differentiation of the four scenarios that we have been discussing about, with the most important competitors in this workload automation area, which are CA and BNC. So whereas we have an end-to-end solution that leverages a few components to manage heterogeneous workloads, our competitors, for example, CA has a confusing portfolio of multiple schedule engines to accomplish the same value that TWS provides with the end-to-end solution. And BMC VMC has a lot of components, again, to accomplish the same value. And additionally, they charge, for example, the web console, whereas we provide that technology for free. For what concerns the management of virtual server image scenario, that's the brokering capability expanded to the decentric end-to-end technology, we have been the first to implement dynamic scheduling and brokering capability. Our competitors are now beginning to exploit brokering technologies. For what concerns the optimization of power consumption, the possibility to optimize environment conditions by leveraging brokering technology, at our knowledge, our competitors do not have an equivalent function. For what concerns batch modernization, the possibility to dispatch Java batch to best fit container, CA and BMC, they both are able to schedule Java, and they both have a basic integration with Compute Grid, but at our knowledge, they are not investing in the batch modernization area. Chart number 12, this is customer value of the described scenario. They are able to reduce cost, reduce risks, and help service level agreement. Cost reduction, first of all, with the end-to-end solution, with the decentric end-to-end solution, you can reduce software cost because you need just a couple of licenses, the license of TWS ZOS and the license of the decentric agent, and you can accomplish an end-to-end solution to manage all the workloads running on the enterprise. So you save the cost for deploying multiple scheduling tools to manage different workloads and to handle the intercommunications. You also, and generally, to implement shared services, a company that you can do with end-to-end solution company, cut costs down 15-20%. You can also reduce labor costs because you can leverage a unique skill to manage heterogeneous workloads, and you can do that also thanks to the web console, which provides, which guarantees a rapid ramp-up because it's very simple and intuitive to use. Solution reduce the hardware cost because you don't need to over-provision your system since the resources are optimized and they are used at their most because of the dynamic scheduling and brokering capabilities. There is a reduction of MIPS cost because the batch modernization leverages the ZAP specialty engines, which are less costly than the traditional MIPS. And you can also reduce the environment cost thanks to the optimization of power consumption. There is a reduction of risks of error and risk of outage. There is a reduction of risk of errors because the high predictability is guaranteed by the enterprise and also by Tivoli workload automation that gives a unique function of management of workload plans. And there is a reduction of risk of outage thanks to the high availability guaranteed by brokering capability so that when a machine fails, the workload is moved around to another machine which can execute the same workload. Service level agreements are improved either when they are expressed as deadline, because in that case, dynamic dispatching helps provisioning resources to accomplish an increased demand of workloads or to accomplish specific deadlines. And when they are expressed as environment constraints, thanks to the optimization of power consumption. in the end, on chart number 13, you have, for each of the scenarios we have been talking about, you have the content that is what you need to implement that solution and the pricing. So this is the last chart to finish the presentation, and I turn back to the speaker. Thanks.